The story of Hall of Fame running back Emmitt Smith is a long and incredible ride. Growing up in the Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, Florida, Smith had big dreams early on about playing football at a high level, and now many years later, he can sit down and look back on those days and cherish the memories. While blessed with incredible football talent, Smith knew he was going to have to work hard to take his game to the next level if he truly wanted to find success within the game he loves.
I knew I had some talent that could definitely take me a long way. How far it took me was just a process that we all as athletes must go through in our minds and know that we have the big picture in our heads, but physically we got to go through the process of actually getting to the big picture.
Smith attended high school at Escambia High, where he went on to set the then state record for most rushing yards in the state of Florida with 8,804 over his four-year career, or roughly 2,200 yards per year. While that was a wonderful accomplishment, Smith says, his favorite moment at Escambia came on a Friday night showdown against the Woodham Titans in the first game of his junior year.
Woodham was class 5A state champs, and we were class 4A state champs, and they were rated in the top 10 in the nation, and so were we. And we ended up playing the opening game of the season at Woodham. It was a huge game, about 15 to 20,000 people there, standing room only. And we ended up winning the game with a few seconds left on the Allen Ward 51-yard field goal.
With all of his success in high school, there were still critics out in the recruiting world. One analyst even coined Smith as a lugger and not a runner, and all but guaranteed Smith would fail at the next level. Smith says he didn't let those critics affect his play and never doubted his abilities.
I didn't believe nothing that he said because I felt like all my life I've always played at a higher level. When I was 10 years old, I was forced to play with the 11 and 12-year-old guys all because of my size. And I've had success at every level of football that I played. And so to hear him say or to call me a lugger, it was just one of those things that you just say, well, he's entitled to his opinion. And his opinion doesn't really affect the way that I play the game.
When Smith's senior season began, he was being recruited by nearly every school in the nation and was known as one of the best high school running backs in the nation. However, Smith says, his college decision was an easy one, and he went on to play football for his childhood favorite team, the Florida Gators.
I've always thought that once a Gator was always going to be a Gator. Florida was my favorite team in the state, and if I would have left the state, I think I would have went to the University of Auburn. But outside of that, I was a Gator at heart and still is to this day.
Smith was ready to take the next step in his football career and head down to Gainesville to play hard for head coach Galen Hall and the Florida Gators. Be watching for part two of the Emmitt Smith series next week as we take a look at his college career at UF. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Yancey Cook.